702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Adam Gilchrist will start in Pakistan. The story with Imran Khan, his controversial comment, victim blaming.
Oh boy, yeah. I always thought Imran Khan was such a reasonable sort of a chap. Maybe to some views he still is. But I don't know if this particularly helps women in Pakistan. It's ranked as one of the most dangerous countries in the world for women in terms of safety, equality, sexual abuse, the dreaded honor killings, forced marriage, that sort of stuff. And up has come Imran Khan talking about, well, he's accused of being a rape apologist because he's talked about how a rise in sexual assault cases in Pakistan could be on how women dress. And during a live interview, he advised women to cover up to prevent temptation. The Prime Minister said that in any society where vulgarity is prevalent, there are consequences. In other words, victim blaming. Has he put the blame on women and how they dress and therefore they need to cover up? It doesn't sit well, does it, with all sorts of societies, including one that he's inhabited for much of his life.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary story. One would assume that he's, I suppose, trying to appeal to the more conservative sections of Pakistani society in the hope perhaps to get votes. I can't believe that that's what he really thinks. It's an extraordinary thing for him to say. Imran Khan, the former international cricketer, I think he knows better than that. All right, Adam, the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, the vaccine blood clot problem, it's not going away.
It's not. And of course, we've talked before about vaccine hesitancy, the reluctance to have it, the dark cloud that some people view over all vaccines, but I suppose this one in particular, and this won't have helped, is also extremely confusing. In the UK, there's a complete U-turn on the policy. So now adults under the age of 30 will no longer be offered the Oxford AZ coronavirus vaccine. The numbers are tiny, of course. We're talking this blood clot link. 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine given. 79 people suffered blood clots. 19 of them died. But all across Europe, a dozen countries have now set their own age barriers. I think Spain and Belgium are the latest, saying no one under the age of 55 or 60. In France, I think it's 65. The ages are all over the place as well. There's no consistency there. Some countries, of course, have still not regulated the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine at all. But let's take it from one professor who said just purely statistically, you are more likely to die eating your breakfast than you are from having this vaccine. 200 people every year choke to death on their breakfast. This is just in the UK, you understand, compared with the number of people. I suppose it's still, it's the idea of having it injected into you. It makes people feel very uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Wow, 200 people choke. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on that one.
I know. I think it's bacon and fried bread that's doing it.
Snap, crackle, well, let me not go there. All right, Tiger Woods, let's pick up on that story. The Los Angeles police saying speed was the key factor in that accident.
Yeah, they've given a couple of key details on this. We know that Tiger had this terrible crash in a leafy part of L.A. In February, and he had to be extricated from the wreck and had all sorts of, you know, two badly smashed up legs, essentially, and maybe lucky to be alive. And what we now know is that, number one, he was doing pretty much double the speed limit. So this is a section of road where the speed limit's 45 miles per hour. Tiger was doing something around about 87 miles per hour. That's 140 kilometers per hour. And that's right, when the car hit something, it flipped several times and ended up in a tree. Also, the other thought is that, as well as going too fast, that he may have hit the accelerator instead of the brake. So when the first problem occurred, he sped up. And of course, that's something that tends to only happen in automatic transmissions, doesn't happen in manuals. America loves automatics. Maybe that was the problem. His foot just went in the wrong place.
Oh gosh. And that's happened. I mean, if you've been in that situation where you're trying to brake and you accidentally accelerate, it is the most frightening thing. I can't imagine his fear. All right, Adam, we've freed Willie. Where's Wally?
Where is Wally, indeed? The search for Wally, conservationists, environmentalists are trying to find him. He's Wally the walrus. He basically is the walrus who pitched up off the west coast of Ireland in County Kerry. It is thought he fell asleep on an iceberg and woke up to find himself in Irish waters. Not content with just staying there, he then swam across the Irish Sea, popped up in North Wales. He was getting photographed like crazy. There were boats out to sea and people lining the shoreline. At one stage, he tried to get on the back of a fishing boat, maybe just to escape all the nonsense. Drones overhead taking photos. He slipped away from that particular part and ended up on a beach in Tenby, still in Wales, but now he's disappeared from Tenby. Where has he gone? He couldn't possibly have swum back to the North Pole. It's far too far, unless there's a passing iceberg going in the wrong direction. So, is he the only creature, I put it to you, who's been hounded out of Britain by photographers? I suspect not.
We'll leave it there. It's a mad world. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.